It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, the internet lets companies crowdsource some of their most simple jobs, but that's not always good news for the people doing those jobs. We'll find out how online companies are able to pay pennies for, in some cases, hours of work. First, House Republicans released the Nunes memo earlier today with the approval of President Trump, despite objections from the director of the FBI, other intelligence and law enforcement officials, and Democrats. Here's President Trump talking about the memo earlier today.
A lot of people should be ashamed of themselves, and much worse than that. So I sent it over to Congress. They will do what they're going to do. Whatever they do is fine. It was declassified. And let's see what happens.
Republicans said they wanted to release the memo for transparency and to hold law enforcement accountable. Democrats have seen it as an attempt to distract the public and discredit agencies investigating the president and his associates. Chris Edelson is an assistant professor in the Department of Government at American University. Chris, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, glad to be here.
I want to quote from the intro to the memo before they lay out the findings here. They say the findings, quote, raise concerns with the legitimacy and legality of certain DOJ and FBI interactions with the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, and two, represent a troubling breakdown of legal processes established to protect the American people from abuses related to the FISA process. Chris, does the information in the memo prove those assertions?
No, we can't tell. We don't have enough information, nor does President Trump, for that matter. President Trump said in the intro that you played that people should be ashamed of themselves. He doesn't know what was in the FISA applications. There's no reason he would. It's an investigation related to him. It would be very improper if he had seen that. We need a lot more to size this up. We need to know when you ask for a warrant from a FISA court judge, you submit a application. The brief memo here is cherry-picked, and we don't know what was in the application. Of course, there's a Democratic response to the Republican memo. The Democratic response has not been released, so we're just not in a position to really size this up.
This is all about, it looks like this memo, about a particular Trump campaign participant, a volunteer, I think at some point, Carter Page. Can you talk about his role in all of this and what sort of actions the memo is recounting related to him?
Carter Page, it's misleading at best to call him a volunteer. He was a national security advisor for the campaign who was introduced and highlighted by Donald Trump as part of his national security team. The memo describes him as a volunteer. It's a partisan memo, as Senator Lindsey Graham, himself a Republican, has said. So, yes, this has to do with a FISA application made concerning Carter Page that was apparently renewed several times. There had been apparently a FISA application made about him several years earlier, too. Adam Schiff, who's the ranking minority member of the committee, said that it would have been, I'm paraphrasing, he said it would have been delinquent for the government not to be looking at a Carter Page. In other words, there was good reason to be concerned that he was interacting with Russia in some way, and there are problems about that. We don't know the details because we don't have all the information. But, of course, Carter Page himself, one of the problems with this memo is Carter Page was one member of the team. There are other members. He's one piece of the investigation. Let's assume that the implications here are correct. Basically, what the memo is arguing is that somebody in the government, the FBI and the DOJ, was trying to mislead a FISA court judge and rely on a memo created by a partisan, Christopher Steele. Let's say that's right. At best, that casts doubt on one part of the investigation. It has nothing to do with the June 2006 Trump Tower meeting, with possible concerns about obstruction of justice or money laundering or any of the other things that may be investigated. So that's a problem, too. Even assuming the worst about this, it doesn't really get you all the way there on the whole investigation.
Prior to the release of this memo, Democrats, some who had seen the memo, said it shouldn't be released, that it could damage the FBI. It could reveal information about the investigation that shouldn't be public. Do you see that kind of damage from the release of this memo?
I'm not in a position to say, but it's worth pointing out it's not just Democrats saying this. Senator John McCain, a Republican, said this helps one person, Vladimir Putin. The FBI, which is headed up by a Trump appointee, Christopher Wray, issued a statement yesterday, I believe it was, saying they had grave concerns about material omissions in the memo. This is a really extraordinary thing that's going on. It's the only thing I can say is it looks like it's being teed up for two main reasons. One, possibly to lead to the firing of Rod Rosenstein, who's the Deputy Attorney General overseeing the Mueller investigation, or possibly the firing of Mueller himself. But if Rosenstein was fired, that could allow for control over Mueller. We don't know if that will happen, but there's reason to be concerned. And two, simply as something to give to the base. You know, this is what people on Fox News are going to talk this up, and they're saying it's worse than Watergate, which is a ludicrous suggestion, but this is something they can point to. But it's really an extraordinary thing. It's not an ordinary partisan disagreement, as Senator McCain and Senator Graham, to their credit, have pointed out today.
Chris Edelson is with us from the Department of Government at American University, looking at the release of the Nunes memo, what's in it, what happens with it. And Chris, you just mentioned Rod Rosenstein. President Trump had been asked if he still had confidence in the deputy attorney general. The president said, quote, "You figure that one out." I know we can't predict the future in this. What are you watching for when it comes to the future of Rod Rosenstein in that position?
Well, first, let's take a moment to consider that the president of the United States, in a very serious investigation, responded in the way you might expect an 8-year-old in the playground to respond. You figure that one out. It's really mind-boggling. All we can do is predict and, you know, speculate. I don't know for sure. I do know there's been reporting that Donald Trump is thinking about firing Rod Rosenstein. He certainly hasn't expressed confidence in him. There's been reporting that he actually instructed White House Counsel Don McGahn last year to fire Robert Mueller. And we know he did fire Jim Comey. So those are all concerns. One related point I should make is, if I'm Devin Nunes, if I'm Donald Trump, I'm concerned that what happened today might itself be evidence of obstruction of justice. So Robert Mueller, as his investigation continues, and as long as it does continue, seems to be looking to obstruction of justice. I think he might ask, why was this memo released? Is the goal to try to undermine the Russian investigation? How do you fit it into a bigger picture? I'd be concerned about that if I'm Donald Trump or Devin Nunes or other people involved in releasing the memo.
What are you looking for from congressional Republican leadership? You mentioned a couple of Republican senators, including John McCain, weighing in on this issue. Paul Ryan on the House side of things said he was in favor of the release of the memo. He has also said he would probably be in favor of the Democratic answer from that Intelligence Committee. What are you looking for from those Republican leaders who could play a key role, especially if the president fires some of these key figures we've been talking about?
It's hard to say. I think a lot of people have been disappointed. And Bill Kristol, who's a Republican, he was Dan Quayle's chief of staff, was on TV today saying he was deeply disappointed by Paul Ryan. He thought that Speaker Ryan was doing something dangerous here. And so, yes, you obviously, if you play out what could happen, if Mueller gets fired, if Rosenstein gets fired, the main check on that is sort of people are comparing to a replay of the Saturday Night Massacre from 1973 or a replay more recently of the Comey firing. When Comey was fired last year, Republicans responded by saying there was a need for a special counsel. So the same question would come up now. If Rosenstein and or Mueller were fired, would Republicans take steps to ensure the investigation continued? And I'm sorry to say, we don't know. We don't really know. We'd have to see. And I think it would be better if they are concerned about this, and some clearly are, Graham and McCain at least, it would be good for them to make that clear by laying down a bright line and saying, you know, firing Mueller or firing Rosenstein can't be done. Now, to be fair, Senator Graham did say that recently. He said, not for the first time, that if Mueller were fired, he said something like that would be the end of the Trump presidency. So that's pretty serious language. It would be worth knowing what other Republicans think about that, too.
All this is going on in an election year. There have been indications, concerns that Russian parties or parties close to the Russian government will again try to do something related to the American election, as they've done in Western European countries in recent years, too. With all this attention, these distractions maybe for the FBI, are you worried that not enough is being done to prepare for that?
Yeah. It's important not to overstate this, though. I think there are people, there are conspiracy theorists on the left as well, and sometimes people, you know, think Vladimir Putin has this magic power to undermine U.S. elections. He doesn't. There was a very close election in 2016 where a number of factors could have affected it. Just because Russia is interfering in the election, and by the way, that interference has not stopped. Sometimes people talk about, will it happen in 2018? It's been ongoing. There's reports about Russian bots that, for instance, were pushing this meme of release the memo. So they've been doing it. They haven't stopped. And why would they stop? The Trump administration has indicated no interest in taking action to respond to this. When Congress passed legislation last year over Trump's objections with a veto-proof majority, Donald Trump was given discretion to impose new sanctions on Russia. The deadline expired for that just the other day, and he did nothing. So I don't mean to overstate this, because because Vladimir Putin is not a magician, and he does not have magic powers to undermine the U.S. election or U.S. elections. But it's very strange. And a former acting CIA director, Michael Morell, described the Russian attack on the American elections as the intelligence equivalent of 9/11. To watch a presidential administration and a Republican Party in Congress that has not responded forcefully to this is bizarre, and I think a mistake.
Chris, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Sure.
That's Chris Edelson, assistant professor in the Department of Government at American University. He joined us for a look at the latest news surrounding today's release of the Nunes memo.